KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, man, what's happening? What are you doing? What's going on? Stuff like that. You know, I'm feigning interest in life in general.
I'm trying to sort those out, but they're all the same question. I'm good.
Good.
Normal things are happening.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Not arrested. No tickets on the way in.
No tickets. No.
Nice. No bank robberies under your belt.
No.
Good. That's good.
No. Thank you.
That's good. Keeping your nose clean. That's good.
I like that. That's the bar now.
Sure.
Of what's good.
Well, it is KLOS.
Let's talk about Gimme Five, shall we?
Alrighty.
Songs with sound in the title.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple. If you can think of any songs with sound in the title, you can hit us up. We are at Kevin and Sluggo, or be ready to call at 5 to suggest them.
4 o'clock, you lost something and found it somewhere strange. This is based on
weird.
Something happened to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's odd.
Lost it. Looked everywhere.
Where it should be, could be.
Couldn't find it.
Right.
Pop, boop, popped up.
Bing. A long time later or just a little while later? Well, we'll talk about that.
Who's naked now in the 3 o'clock
Who's
hour?
Who's naked now, ladies and gentlemen? That's the best feature and song in the history of mankind.
That is true.
You'll find out who's nude out there.
Great news on today's show.
Nice.
And the KLOS name game is up to $1,400.
Yeah, I think this one might go a little while because there's a couple possibilities.
Yep, that is true. So we'll play that before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. Always love that song.
Oh, so good. Great stuff.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We've talked a lot about the fact that we were little dicks when we were kids.
Yeah, my teachers actually hated me for the most part. Yeah,
I got my teachers to like me, but I was still dickish.
One of them said one time, you know, I shouldn't say this because I used to skip class a lot.
Right.
But when you're not here, I am actually a little happier because I have control of my class.
Wow, they might as well have given you a gold medal.
Dude, I was so happy.
That was one of the
best moments of my life.
There is a story now in great news. America top young scientist.
Yeah.
14 years old.
Whoa. That's like us, man. We were really smart.
14. I was still throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner. Heman Beckley is his name. He's 14 years old, a ninth grader from Virginia. He was named America's top young scientist after he invented a 50-cent bar of soap to treat skin cancer.
Whoa. Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow.
So, A, it's an existing product soap. B, it also works on skin cancer. And C, it's 50 cents.
But he doesn't understand the bilking the hurting public and stealing their last dime.
He developed a compound-based bar of soap.
Wow.
Designed to treat melanoma.
Wow. And that's so common. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, no kidding.
What's the great.
Kids, thank God there's kids out there like this guy.
Yeah.
Thank God there's kids out there like this guy when
they're
they were 14.
Not like us.
Because you and I, here's what he said.
Oh my God.
And tell me if you would have said this when you were 14.
Yeah.
I believe that young minds can make a positive impact on our world.
I would have been like, shut up! You're stupid!
I would have made fun of this kid.
Thrown rocks at him. You can't read my Mad Magazine, buddy. Not with talk like that.
The competition was created to help students between 5th and 8th grades create an innovative idea and change their world.
Wow.
Between 5th and 8th grade.
Wow, and he came up with that.
The second place developed a cost-effective patch that allows for self-automated medication delivery without pills or needles.
Nice.
What the? Second? That didn't even win?
Nice. I'd be like, what if you push it really hard just to make it all go in?
All at once.
Yeah, man.
And then the third place is a 7th grader who came in 3rd for developing a glove that can detect certain epileptic seizures with common hand movements.
Holy cow. So your fingers start freaking out a little, and it's like, hey, you're about to have an episode.
Yes.
Wow. And what a great...
That was a 7th grader.
Thought. I mean, to think, because that does happen. So to take that information that something like that happens
right
before it happens. Wow. And then to
That's great news.
Floored.
And I'm happy that there are people not like me out there doing this work.
Yep.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Get this money out of here.
KLOS name game.
Take it.
It's happening before 4 o'clock. We'll tell you when to call. It's not right now.
Nope.
But it'll be worth $1,400.
Yep.
So that's coming up before 4 o'clock. We found so many stories like this, we had to start a feature called...
Who's Naked Now?
Fair fair question.
Who's naked now?
Man gets fined $1,000 after his naked date locks herself outside the hotel room.
Ah, why? Why does he get fined a grand? Because she locked herself out. That's not fair.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
Chris Farrell and Chloe Harvey Chris had a good night. They went out. They had food. They had a lot of drinks.
Right on.
They got a hotel room for $80.
Wow, nice. Righteous bucks.
At one point in the night, she had to go to the bathroom.
I need to go to the bathroom.
So she got up to go to the bathroom, and she mistook the bathroom door for the front door.
Sure.
Yeah. So she opened the front door and was standing naked in the hallway.
Ladies and gentlemen, I had some, and now I'm naked in the hall.
So she started freaking out. What do you do? You're naked in a hotel. Yes. You pound on the door. You can't raise him because
he's passed out.
So what do you do? I'm going to give you three guesses.
I would go find there's usually some maid stuff somewhere. I'd try and find like a towel or
maybe a room on that
blanket
floor?
Something. Yeah. Yes, like that, and then wrap myself up and go downstairs, or maybe just go to a house phone. Of course, if it's $80, there may not be a house phone.
Yeah, that's true. But you could go downstairs as long as you had the blanket.
Yeah, as long as you're wrapped up.
She, in desperation, panicked.
Sure. Like you do.
And hit the fire alarm.
Oh!
Thus the $1,000 charge.
I don't think how messed up I am. I would have ever hit the fire alarm.
So now she's naked. She's in a hallway.
Right. She never found that towel. She's nude as can be.
She hits the fire alarm. Everyone else in the hotel
comes out.
Gets up and comes out.
Sure.
Now they're all looking at her naked.
Ha! Is this some sort of little prize for all of us?
There was a $1,000 fine that was on the guy's bill for using the fire alarm.
Dude.
Can you imagine?
No.
She said, I didn't know what to do, so I pushed the alarm.
No.
I was completely naked.
How
do you not think that the hallway is going to fill up with people if you push the fire alarm?
Maybe that's what she wanted. Well, you know, let's just be honest.
Maybe she was looking forward to that.
And she's like going to fine him, get him fined like a grand or whatever, because he just wasn't that good, you know? Just wasn't that much fun. You need to find some more fun. Maybe someone in the hotel take her back to their room.
I like the way you're thinking.
Their $80 room and just, you know, hook things up for her.
I like the way you're thinking. Let's just turn that right around.
Okay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have $1,500 in the KLOS name game later this hour.
Yeah, you really need to win this cash. It would be very helpful for your Halloween party this weekend.
That is correct, yes. Yesterday morning, I lost my keys.
Wow, now that's weird. Have you done that before?
I mean, it's not weird. No, you're funny. It's totally normal.
Actually,
for
me. It's weird when you find them, generally, when you know where they are, right? I mean, I'm just saying.
How dare you?
I mean, you know.
No,
right?
But that's true. So I looked all over the place.
Right.
I looked at the couch where I thought maybe it had fallen out of my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I looked, you know, the obvious place.
Right.
So I looked in the garage. I looked
down in the torture chamber downstairs in the basement.
Down in the sub. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't there.
It wasn't there. No.
Huh. Was it in the pie that you baked last night?
It was not.
Huh.
I thought it might be there, too.
Yeah. 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 I know you found a few in your pumpkin pies over the years.
And then it got to be like I was tearing the place apart.
Sure.
And I couldn't find any place where I thought it would be.
Right.
So now I think, okay, if it's not where I think it's going to be, let's look where it won't be.
Right.
And I looked all over and I couldn't find it.
So
I remembered that I had a backup key for my car.
Oh, yeah.
So I came to work yesterday.
Oh, this was yesterday.
Yes.
Okay.
And then went home yesterday and proceeded to really give the good one once over.
I know you're in here, you bastard keys.
I'm gonna go through my place like I'm the FBI.
Right?
They're going to tear it apart. Took all the cushions off the couch.
Yeah.
Looked everywhere that I could possibly look.
Yeah.
Got super frustrated. Gave up thinking, you know what?
It's been 8 minutes. I'm tired. No.
I mean, it wasn't like that, but I did think I've looked everywhere.
Right.
There's no... So maybe I did lose them. Maybe they...
Like between your house and where you parked the car.
I mean, I don't really know how
that seems weird, but
But maybe.
Yeah.
And then I was really angry, and I pulled the cover back to go to bed, and it was in my bed.
Oh,
right in the middle of my bed.
Come on. Well, how did they
underneath
get there?
The cover.
How did that happen?
No idea.
Because you clearly hadn't gone to bed with the keys in your pocket.
No idea.
Is your fiance torturing you, just like harassing you, trying to make you
gaslight you? I don't think so, because I think I made her life miserable. Sure. Because I was trying to find
it. You know what? Just making him crazy is not worth it. It's making me crazy. Right.
I don't think it would have been worth it for her.
Yeah. Well, that's a weird place to find them.
And I don't know how they got there.
They were sleeping in. They were tired.
What?
They didn't want to go to work.
So
I'm going to
take your calls. 818-955-KLOS. You lost something. Maybe your wallet.
Right.
And it showed up someplace that you did not expect.
Like, there's no way it got there.
I don't understand how my keys got there, but they were there, and right. I was happy to have them.
Sure.
But how'd they get there?
So no jingling around in the middle of the night. You didn't kick them at 2 in the morning.
No, I just found them right when I took the cover back. I was right. Like, huh, right there. Interesting.
I was looking for my phone the other day, and I mean, of course, I was drunk. But sure. This was quite a while ago. And I never do this. I'm really good at putting stuff where I have a place for everything and everything in its place. And I never look for stuff.
Well, I have a pretty good system. Yeah. But if it's not, if I don't keep the system up, for
then
example, if my work key card is not in my front right pocket,
right.
I'm screwed.
Right. Yeah. Well, somehow, I don't know why, I put my phone in the spare bathroom downstairs or whatever under like a towel. I have no idea because I was drunk. I just put it there. I'm thinking maybe
under a towel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or like a little washcloth. I'm thinking maybe I went in there. Well, I probably better not text anybody by accident. Send them a nasty photo in the bathroom.
You have never said that to yourself while drunk.
But I spent a couple hours looking for my freaking phone.
It was quiet. You couldn't call it?
No, it was. Yeah. I always have a silence, especially in the middle of the night. When I'm drinking, I'm like, leave me alone. I want to drink. So, yeah, in the bathroom under a washcloth is not where you usually find your phone.
No, ever.
Yeah.
But that's a good one, too. Phone, wallet, keys, whatever it is. You lost them and you found it someplace strange. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about you lost something and then it showed up someplace weird. Do you have a story like that?
I lost a credit card. I work in a hospital, so I put them in my scrubs and I knew that's where they were.
Mm-hmm.
I canceled the card, got a new card.
Oh.
A few weeks later, I get some scrubs. What's this melted in the pocket?
Surely you looked for it when you lost it in your scrubs. You looked in the scrubs.
I knew it was there, but it's like they issue thousands of scrubs.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
what you're
saying. Then you got a new clean set, and it was there, but it was all melted. Somebody had washed it.
Yeah, so I'm like, wow, the odds are amazing.
Yeah.
So go play the lottery. So I did.
And did you win?
I lost.
Hey, listen, you had a bit of luck. That's fine.
You were super close.
Yep.
And getting your melted plastic back.
Thank you for calling. We
appreciate
it. Very
weird. Yeah, that's awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So my husband lost his wedding ring for like 2 days.
Right.
And we looked everywhere. I went to take the trash out one day, and when I grabbed our bathroom trash, the trash can moved, and I was like, I found your ring.
Was it behind the trash can, or was it in the trash can?
No, it was next to it.
Okay.
So it was between the trash and, like, the wall.
How did that happen?
I just didn't know if you were getting along, if you weren't getting along, maybe it goes in the trash. Who knows?
Get along great.
All right,
good. Yeah, you couldn't even see it until the trash can got moved.
Good thing it didn't land in the trash just an inch or two over. It would have gone out with it, right?
I know. Yeah. We got so lucky.
Yeah,
you'd no longer be married. It's weird that way.
Yeah, that actually requires you to...
The laws are weird.
Yeah, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You lost something and found it somewhere strange. I lost my keys yesterday. And looked all day long and ended up finding them in the middle of the bed.
At the prostitute's house. Oh, no.
No.
Just in the middle of your bed.
Yeah, middle of my bed.
That's,
yeah.
How the hell
Thanks
did they
the
get there?
Though.
You're welcome.
That.
I was just trying to.
How the hell did they get there? I don't know. That's a good question.
They were sleepy. They decided to crawl into bed
early. Tired.
Yeah, you know.
So you lost something and found it somewhere strange. You have a story like that?
So a few years ago, I was playing on a softball team. And after a game, came home, my wedding ring was gone.
Ugh.
Right? And so the whole next day, I took the day off work and scoured the field that we were playing on.
Sure.
And I even rented a metal detector.
Wow.
Nerd.
And still, and still nothing. Like, I came up with a bunch of, like, bottle caps and coins or whatever.
Confederate war coins.
Yeah. And so I called my parents, and my dad said, have you checked the inside of your baseball glove? because I'm right-handed.
Oh, smart dad.
Interesting.
Oh, my God. I thought he was psychic because I look at my baseball glove.
Boom.
And there it was.
Ha. Huh. Brilliant. Wow, that makes sense. Really smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good on him. But at least you got a day off work. Screw the man.
There you go. Well, I was working for him at the time. So. Oh, yeah.
Screw that man, too.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Right on, dude. Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Well, you guys have a, you're asking about losing stuff.
Yeah.
So I lost, I went to the Arch Festival down in Encinitas. My wife lost her phone. Drove all the way back to Santa Monica. Checked the find your phone thing on the computer.
Right.
Found it. Was back in Encinitas. Got back in the car. Drove all the way back to Encinitas. Middle of the night. Found it in the garbage can. She'd eaten McDonald's and left the phone in the bag.
Oh.
And then I had to drive all the way back home again. So four times.
Oh,
that is a lot of driving.
One day.
And a nasty smelling phone.
Boy, you know, that comes in handy, though. Find my phone. Maybe you had things like that back in the day. Find my virginity. I don't remember where I lost it. Nice one. Thanks. Hello, KLOS.
I lost a pair of glasses because drunk me likes to hide things from sober me.
I think I'm starting to do that as well. Where did you hide your glasses?
Apparently, drunk me held the hid my own glasses in the Holy Bible, and when I moved out of the house, I've never picked up the Bible the whole time. Found my glasses 6 months later.
That's weird. Holy Bible!
Wow, that is wild.
Why do you think you put them there when you were drunk?
Probably because I was doing a bunch of cocaine the night before.
That makes sense. Anytime you do a lot of coke, you generally want to put glasses in a Bible.
You read the Bible, yeah.
Apparently so. Never knew that.
That's super weird.
Good
all right.
To know.
Thank you.
818-955-KLOS.
You lost something and it popped up somewhere strange. KLOS, hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You lost something?
I did. A few years ago, I was working in Palm Springs. Do you guys know that a 40-yard roll-off, those big trash cans that get pulled onto a truck?
Yes.
I was filling a 40-yard roll-off with palm fronds, and I had to get in it a few times to stack it down and compress everything so we could fit more.
Right.
And at the end of the day, I could not find my cell phone.
Oh, no.
I used another person's phone, and I called it, and I walked over towards the trash can because I had a hunch that it was in there, and I could hear it ringing, so I ended up opening the doors. And I was able to reach in far enough. It was only about 3 feet in past the door. So I got real lucky.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Find my phone.
Yeah. Wow. That's so weird.
That is weird.
I was only filling the trash can with palm fronds, too. So I had to get real risky with pushing my hand past all those bars.
Yeah, of course.
Sure. That'll scratch you up real good.
Yeah.
Right on.
All right. Thank you, man.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, you know, I mean, probably losing phones, man. You can't live without your phone these days.
That's true.
You can't even do anything.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, about losing things.
Yeah.
I'm in a weird place.
Yeah.
So I lost my car key. I got out of my car at work, turned the car off, grabbed my laptop bag, and I went to lock my car, and I had my keys, but not my car key. It was gone. It wasn't in the ignition. Tore the car apart. Tore my laptop bag apart. He was nowhere. Had to have somebody drive me home to get my spare key.
Ugh.
About a year and a half later.
Wow.
I go to work. I set my laptop bag on my desk and my key popped out.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. It clearly got sucked into a time vortex of some sort and just reappeared there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird. You must have taken your laptop in and out of that thing a dozen times, a thousand times in that
year. Yeah, I took that bag apart 100 times.
Wow.
Took my car apart looking for the key. Never could find it because I had my key ring in my hand, but no car key.
Gotcha.
Very weird. That's weird.
That's so weird
when it hides that long. I mean, a year and a half.
And in an obvious place in this case.
Sat it on my desk, and it just, like, pops out like it was sitting right there the whole time.
Hi, I've been here the whole time.
Joke's on you.
Give me five.
You heard the man. Give him five.
Give the man five.
Do it now.
Songs in a row.
No, I refuse. I will not.
All right, this is a little confusing because we're looking for songs with the word sound in the title. But, of course, we always like to cheat. I mean, the first one right out the gate, Sound and Vision, David Bowie fits perfectly. But what's the one you keep getting for Bang a Gong?
Bang a Gong.
So that's a song about
the theme
sound.
Theme is sound.
Yeah.
But we need the word sound in the title.
Do we? I mean, I'm thinking let's go ahead and cheat.
What?
I mean, if everybody's asking for Bang a Gong, maybe we should throw that in. What do you think?
Well, I think we should talk about this off the air.
Oh, but I want to discuss it on the air. Let's take it to committee.
I mean, we can play it, sure. The hell?
All right, so maybe even songs about sound. 818-955-KLOS. Or
at Kevin and Sluggo.
Well, all right, we're going to go ahead and let you cheat. We're going to go ahead and take the advice of Brian of San Pedro, who suggested this song, mainly because I love this song.
It's about sound.
Yeah, it's about sound.
Close enough.
Yeah, so it has sound in the title, or it's about sound.
Give me five for sound. How about the sound of music?
Nope.
Turn yourself into the authorities immediately, sir.
Okay, what about Disturbed? Sound of silence.
That is a hell of a couple of songs in a row.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
That's a twofer.
Wow. The gentleman who requested that Disturbed cover of Simon and Garfunkel also suggested something else that I think you were saying. What were we saying?
Hey, Sluggo, I don't hear this on KLOS too much, but what about the theme song to The Sound of Music?
What do you mean you don't hear it? We play it all the time.
The hills are alive.
My hills are alive with the sound of heavy breathing.
Boy, this is going south quick.
Couple in a row from the Garden of Sound.
See, because sound is in the band.
So, who suggested that?
That would be Jeff Ronquillo.
Well done. It's a twofer as well. So you got a couple in a row from them on Twofer Tuesday. Those are my favorite kind of twofers we do here on KLOS as they appeared on the album.
Yep.
From Dark Side of the Moon. I love that so much. Speak to Me, Breathe. And one of my favorite tracks ever. I love so much On the Run. That is just so damn cool.
You know what I love? Dumb People.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them, too.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Hey!
Wanted Florida man tried to throw cops off with, quote, I don't live here sign.
A sign?
A 41-year-old Florida man wanted by the cops.
Mm-hmm.
Placed a big whiteboard outside of his house reading, Johnny Yates does not live here. All in caps on not.
Can you imagine you're pulling up, you're going to arrest the guy, you're ready to make the caller, and there's that sign. You're like, let's get back in the squad car, guys. He doesn't live here.
So they see the sign. Somebody comes out of the house, mm-hmm. and they go, hey, is Danny Yates in there? And they go, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what Johnny about the Yates. Sign?
Yeah, he's in there.
It says right down there, we were about to leave.
So they start yelling for him to come out, and after an hour, he doesn't.
No.
So they tear gas the place. Four other people come out, and they go, Johnny Yates, is he still in there? And they go, yeah.
Did anybody erase the whiteboard
just
at any
it?
Point? Yeah, you know.
It does live here.
Yeah, he's still inside.
I don't think they did. So then they tear gassed the place again, and
wow.
he didn't come out.
Wow.
So then they sent in the canine unit, which found him strangely in a dresser.
Like a dresser?
A dresser that had been made, carved out so that he could hide in it.
Oh, how clever of him. I mean, not as clever as the sign ruse.
The sign probably did it.
That was amazing.
I would guess so.
Shocked that didn't work.
Johnny Yates does not live here. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you heard that dog. I don't know if you saw on TMZ. Tommy Lee used to down an ungodly amount of booze when he was younger, they say.
Give me an example of an ungodly amount of booze.
2 gallons of alcohol.
Woo!
Daily.
Daily?
Yep.
Wow. That's a little much.
That seems excessive. it's a miracle he's alive.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a miracle he's on the phone with us right
what?
Now. Hey, Tommy
yeah.
Lee.
Hey!
All right, yeah, Sluggo, Kevin, yeah.
So you used to drink 2 gallons of alcohol daily?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, rock and roll. Charge.
Right. It's just, you know, some people might be worried about their health.
I wasn't back then, man. I wasn't worried about much of anything except for, you know, trim and drum beats and, you know, rock and roll and spandex and did I leave the dryer on? And, like, you know, it's weird. Like, you bake cookies, but you cook bacon. Ah!
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
So, you know,
why
you say
do that?
Well, if you, you say rock and roll, so if you'd been in like polka music, you think you would have drank as much?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, let's like not kid ourselves. Yeah, doctor's like, hey, Tommy, you know, what you're doing, not rad. And so I just do blow now. It's like, it doesn't affect my liver, you know? Yeah, I don't have a nose.
You don't have a nose. Have you run that by your doctor?
Yeah, he gets me the blow.
Dr. Spachaman, I love him.
Yeah. How do you know him?
I know that dude.
Well, goes down, man. Yeah. I remember, so I'll be like, Dr. Feelgood tour.
Sure.
And I was feeling a little weird, you know, puking up blood and stuff. And he goes in, and I was like, hey, doc, you know, we had to do the normal screening. He's like, are you taking any drugs or alcohol? And I said, all. And then he said, how much drugs or alcohol? I said, let me give you a list. And then it looked like the Bible. And then he says, oh, you're drinking 2 gallons of vodka a day. Your breath is horrible. And I was like, well, I can't have that, you know, because I love Poontang. So, and that's when I switched to Zima.
I'm sorry, did you say Zima?
Yeah, and then they discontinued it, and I was really angry. So then I went back to vodka. And then they started making White Claw. And I was like, yeah, Tommy Lee White Claw, rocking and rolling, life in the fast lane.
So now you drink White Claw. Wow.
Yeah, and, you know, like, my health, all things considered, I'm pretty good, man. You know, and the funny thing is that it totally didn't affect, like, my mental acuity or, like, my cognitive function, you know?
Really?
Yeah. What? Who's this?
Hey, remember when the nudes from Offspring showed up here and did the punk evolution for us?
I hope people don't know the nudes and just think you're talking about nude people.
A whole bunch of nude people. Who's naked now? Thanks to Noodles for doing that. We need to have him come in and do some more shows. He was so good.
Agreed.
It was a really good show, Punk Evolution. Thanks for doing that, dude.
It is time for what we learned in Who's Naked Now.
Speaking of.
A guy and a girl hooked up in a hotel room on their second date. Middle of the night, she stands up, tries to go to the bathroom, mistakes the front door of the hotel room for the bathroom door, locks herself outside naked.
Naked.
And for some reason, pulls the fire alarm.
Doesn't try and get help. Doesn't get him. Doesn't do anything. Just pulls the fire alarm. Hey, everybody, I'm naked. Come see.
So everybody ran out and saw that she was naked.
I wish that would happen more often when I'm staying in a hotel.
Agreed.
All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the Wunderbar, Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Hey, man, we got to get rid of this money, man.
We do.
Cops are getting suspicious, man. It's good money, though. Don't worry about it.
I don't think that's happening.
No?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not happening. You're right, man.
I'm just high.
Don't worry. Go ahead and take the money.
Call now for the KLOS name game, 818-955-KLOS. Caller 25. Good luck.
What's better than a payday? We might have a payday for somebody right now. The name game. The name game. Although I also like Nestle Crunch Bars, too. You know what I'm saying? No. No.
KLOS, who's this?
Nick.
Nick, congratulations. You get to play the KLOS name game.
Oh, awesome.
We are looking for a popular 90s movie with a two-word name.
And the last couple guesses were Jurassic Park and My Girl. Those were wrong. What do you think it is, Nick?
Let's try Reservoir Dogs.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Reservoir Dogs.
That's a damn good motion picture. It's rated G, isn't it? Isn't it a Disney film?
I don't believe it is.
No.
Rated G. No.
Is it the correct answer, though?
Oh, wait.
Oh.
Yeah.
The computer says no.
Sorry.
Ah, damn.
Sorry.
Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Next hour, $1,500. $1,500.
$1,500.
Time for the KLOS name game. We'll take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Monsieur Aaron Jones. I'm going to start calling them in that because they love him in France.
He doesn't go by Monsieur.
That's what he's going to from now on.
Okay.
He's going to sell frog legs at all of his shows. And
I don't think that's true either.
Ah, yeah.
He's just making stuff up.
Blood in the Water, that is Aaron Jones, and that's nice and all, but we have this to do. The name game. Monsieur Aaron Jones in France, where they wear no underpants. Did you know that about France?
Yeah. KLOS, who's this?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, you're caller 25.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
Well done. You get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for a popular 90s movie with a two-word name.
Jennifer, did you hit Blockbuster a lot back in the day?
No.
Good for you. I always hated Blockbuster. They took down my Ma and Pa video store, and I hated their guts. But we're looking for that 90s movie with a couple of words in the title. The last couple of guesses, Jennifer, were Reservoir Dogs and Jurassic Park. Both of those are wrong for $1,500 and all those late fees you owe. What do you think it is?
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
Love that movie.
Same.
Good film. Kevin, is that the film we're looking for?
Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, I think so. Did you say Pulp Fiction?
Pulp Fiction.
Oh. Sorry, it's incorrect.
I'm going to need a shot of adrenaline after that.
A stab to the heart?
Yes, please.
Thank you for calling.
I bet you're willing
it.
To do that, too.
I am.
Thanks, Jennifer. All right, so between 5 and 6.
$1,600. We got the KLOS name game coming up this hour for $1,600.
I love seeing it go up. I just love seeing it just gets crazier and crazier.
But we'd be happy to give it to you later this hour.
Yep.
Before 6 on 95.5 KLOS. We have $1,600 in the KLOS name game. If you'd like to play, be caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Not a lot of songs out there have the lyrics, "I've got something for his punk ass."
No, that's true.
But the LBC's Sublime.
It's true.
Hit it. The name game.
The name game.
Yeah. You know it.
KLOS, who is this?
It's Raul Diaz. How you doing?
Good, man.
Thank you. Raul is your name?
Yes.
You are caller 25.
Awesome.
You get to play the KLOS name game. Right now we're looking for a popular 90s movie with a two-word name.
Yeah, it's kind of weird hearing all these 90s movies piled up. I forgot about so many of them. Yeah, the last couple of guesses were Pulp Fiction from Jennifer, and Nick said Reservoir Dogs. Those weren't right. Raul, what do you think it is?
I'm going to go with City Slickers.
City Slickers.
It was a great movie.
Yeah, it really was. I actually really liked it. I haven't seen it in probably since the 90s.
Yeah.
And it's kind of bringing back a lot of memories looking for
them. Right? But, Ox, is that the correct film?
I'm sorry it's not.
Billy Crystal's going to be pissed.
Well, hey, you know what? I appreciate it because I've been trying ever since this whole thing started, and it's the first time I got through.
Really? Wow. That's a wow.
Keep trying.
Yeah, keep trying, dude.
Thank you, man.
And tomorrow morning, Heidi and Frank will have your next chance at 8 a.m. for
$1,700.
Next time you wander into Tomco Construction Incorporated, seek out Nicole. She's the one who's always got KLOS on there.
She makes good choices.
She does. Nicole at Tomco Construction Incorporated, we thank you. Lola from the Kinks pinked at number 9 on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1970. Cream played the first of 3 nights at Madison Square Garden. All of them sold out on this day in rock in 2005. Def Leppard reissued their best-selling album on this day in rock in 2006 to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Hysteria. They released it as a 2-CD package.